This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The NFL draft starts today. Teams will be picking through fresh talent for the next 3 days or so. More than 200 players are going to be drafted. And what we usually see are big young guys smiling from ear to ear, wearing their new team hats and shaking the commissioner's hand. But what we don't see is the person that, other than the player, maybe might have worked the hardest to get to that point, the player's agent. And it's not all glitz and glamour either. Before Andrew Brandt started working for ESPN, he was an agent himself. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
So does this draft day thing bring back memories for you? Do you miss it at all?
It does on both sides of the fence. As you know, I've been an agent, and I've been there on the team side while we watch the board slowly fall away with all the picks coming off. And leading up to it is 7 months of painstaking work with thousands of man hours and millions of dollars going into that process.
Well, let's talk about the agent side of that 7 months for a second. I mean, you know, once a kid gets drafted, that's kind of the culmination of a long process, I imagine, that the agents have been working on with these guys.
The player finishes his eligibility in college, assuming he's a senior or maybe even as a junior, with the bowl game. And then they have to pick an agent. Usually that happens within days, if not hours, from their last football game. And then they're right to pre-combine training, and agents now pick up all those costs.
Well, other than, you know, the top, I don't know what, maybe 10 guys who go in this draft, where do agents make all their money? Because if you've got, you know, pick number 349 in the NFL draft, what are you getting, like $27?
Yeah, I mean, there's 250 players that are getting picked. And if you're drafted, the lowest seventh round pick is probably getting about a $45,000 to $50,000 bonus. So the maximum an agent can charge is 3%, so now you're talking about $150 or something like that.
Yeah.
After, as I said, putting in maybe $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000 of training expenses into these guys.
You know, so there are all kinds of new rules now about rookies and how much they can get paid and salary caps, in essence, and all that stuff. If I'm a, you know, solid coming out of college football player but don't want to spend 3% of whatever I get, do I even need an agent, really?
There is a player out there, Matt Elam, that's not operating without an agent. Here's my sense. For the actual negotiation, there's very little an agent can do anymore in rookie contracts. What the agents will say is that the pre-combine training, the after-combine training, the run-up to the draft, the intel, the experience, the clout, the names, the connections with general managers, owners, personnel scouts, all those things are part of the fee, even though the actual fee is based on a negotiation.
Let's say Matt Elam, this kid out of Florida who's going through without an agent. Let's say he turns out to have a long and productive NFL career. Could he get by without an agent the whole time?
I would think second contract, he would need an expert to help. Either help or certainly do the contract for him.
And even when you do things right, you can still lose players. I mean, when you were an agent, you lost Ricky Williams, didn't you?
I had Ricky Williams, one of the top picks in the draft. And after chasing him for 2 years, Guy, I mean, he decided to move on to a guy named Master P. He wanted something a football agent couldn't give him, access to the entertainment industry.
Since I brought up Ricky Williams, I'll give you equal time. What's your best memory? What's your favorite part about being an agent?
I'll bring up a guy I had named Matthew Hasselbeck, who was out of Boston College. He wasn't invited to the combine. I had a day tryout, invited all teams in the league. Come see this guy throw it.
Which you paid for, right?
I paid for. One guy named Andy Reid, who was at that time the quarterback coach for the Green Bay Packers, showed up, loved him. And I said, Matt, I don't know if you get drafted, but if you do, it's going to be Green Bay. And it was. And he went on to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league and still is. So that's one of the things you love as an agent, to see a guy come out of nowhere and really blossom.
Andrew Brandt, he's been an agent. He's been management in football. He's at ESPN now doing the business of football. Andrew, thanks a bunch.
Pleasure, Kai.